South Africa's agriculture has dominated the headlines this past week. Part of the reason is the misinterpretation of the Expropriation Act, with some people suggesting that it will lead to widespread expropriation of property and land grabs and threaten the sustainability of businesses in South Africa. But our interpretation is that the Act is not intended to do that and will not do that, and that is just a complete misinterpretation of the Act. But I will record a separate segment that deals with that particular matter. What I want to do this week is firstly stating up front that South Africa's agriculture is still on solid footing. Property rights are still intact. There is no one that will be jumping on people's property and threatening the agricultural sector or any other businesses in the country. But alongside these narratives that have been emerging for some time, and of course accelerated this past week by the discussion around the Expropriation Act, is this thinking that agriculture in South Africa, in the recent past at least, has underperformed. And some of these tends to be linked with people's experiences with the weakening of the municipality, the poor road infrastructure, stock theft, inefficiencies at the ports. All of this leads to a sense of a despair that there is so much wide failure across our society to an extent that businesses are not doing well. And the other story that adds also to this is the reporting about the failing of land reform farms, which further adds to this idea that there are certain farms that are bought from the market, fully operational, transferred, and then lead up to failure where agricultural activity is almost non-existent in some of those farms. These are correct observations. The municipalities are not in good shape across the country. Roads, infrastructure need massive improvement. Stock theft is a major issue. Ports need significant improvement. And of course, the land reform farms have failed across a number of provinces in South Africa. But still, these points do not completely mirror what's going on in South Africa's agriculture. They are one aspect that need to be addressed in order to propel the progress that we are making as a country. If you look at South Africa's agriculture today and say, what is the state of this sector? Is it growing and what's happening? The area that we farm today compared to the dawn of democracy in 1994 has declined significantly. South Africa now is farming around 76 million hectares. Back then was farming around 86 million hectares or so. We are a big country of 122 million hectares. And of course, not all of this is crop farming. A large part of it is livestock. Crop farming or land that is ideal for crop farming is only about 15% or so that we would consider as arable land. But there's a lot of other activities that take place, as well as irrigation and all kinds of farming activities that take place in the country. But although the area has declined, if you think about the output in South Africa's agriculture, it has more than doubled since 1994 in value and in volume terms. And there's about two catalysts that are behind that progress. The first catalyst is an improvement that has happened at the farming level. There are a number of multinationals in South Africa and some of the South African businesses that have provided enormous help in ensuring that we have access as a country to better genetics to improve the productivity across various livestock groupings. There's also been a lot of progress made in seed breeding to ensure that South Africa has access to the best genetics so that we can get higher yields on what we farm in crops, in fruits, and all kinds of farming activities. The better farming skills have also added to that, as well as the mechanization that has come along to increase the efficiencies of the farming sector in South Africa. That's the one part, that's the first catalyst that has delivered this progress in the country. The second aspect is on trade. South Africa sits now as a country where we export about half of what we produce in value terms. This has been enabled by ensuring that we have a broader access in African countries. We have broader access in the EU, broader access in certain countries in the Americas, in Asia, and other parts of the world, to an extent that the high-quality agricultural products out of South Africa can be exported to some of those countries. And that has been one of the catalysts, that demand pool that we continue to receive in terms of the exports. And of course, a number of these markets were opened in the early parts of the 2000s, from around about year 2000 all the way to 2010. There's a lot of progress that happened. We're opening up as many export markets as possible at the time. The private sector assists in ensuring that the logistics of exporting these products goes smoothly. But at the same time, the government has been part and parcel of this progress, because from a production perspective, we cannot have those genetics without a government that is open to science and allowing the genetics to be registered in the country. Elsewhere in Africa, where the governments are averse to science, we have seen that they have not enjoyed as much gains and progress in agriculture as we do in South Africa, because of that government unwillingness or reluctance to embracing science, which is an opposite of what has happened in South Africa. With regards to opening export markets, the private sector leads the role and the logistics, but the process of talking and striking deals with other countries leans largely on the government side. So the collaboration between the government and the private sector, both on the production as well as in opening up as many export markets as we can, has been the major success. Today, for example, if you look at South Africa's agricultural exports in the world, we are the only African country in the top 40 global agricultural exporters. In 2023, our exports were at $13.2 billion. My sense is that in 2024, we'll likely see those exports having crossed $14 billion mark. And that's the progress. That's the story, the positive story of how South Africa's agriculture has performed 30 years into democracy. The second aspect, though, of this sector is its contribution to food security. Today, for example, South Africa ranks as 59th out of 113 countries in the Global Food Security Index, making this country the most food secure country in the sub-Saharan Africa region. And of course, I know that there's a lot of challenges regarding the household food insecurity in the Republic of South Africa. But the household food insecurity is an aspect of income poverty challenge, with many households out of work. People can't find work. Therefore, regardless of how priced the food products could be, that still presents some difficulties. So we do need to deal with the income poverty challenge as a country by making sure that there's many job opportunities as we can, but also in households where people can't work, the income support continues to be provided to those households. But stepping away from the household food insecurity, which require a broader socioeconomic approach on resolving that, and thinking from an agricultural perspective, we have enough output for ourselves and the output for outside. And this output coming out of South African agriculture is at affordable prices, which is why we continue to be competitive in the world market, is because we're selling at affordable prices, but also high quality products. But there is always, of course, because we are in South Africa, questions about the inclusiveness of the South African agricultural sector. And in that point of inclusiveness, I mean, we still have a long way to make. And I have argued in my book, A Country of Two Agricultures, that on average, black farmers make up about 10% of the commercial output in South Africa's agriculture. And part and parcel of this is also the failure on land reform, not so much on acquisition of land, but how the government distributes the land. For example, through the proactive land acquisition strategy, the South African government has acquired about 2.5 million hectares of land. And much of this land has not been distributed to beneficiaries with title deeds. And it is also part of the land that leads to the stories about land reform farm failures. For South Africa to be able to resolve this challenge, we have to ensure that that land is transferred to beneficiaries with title deeds, and the beneficiaries are selected in an appropriate way Once it is transferred, it is paired with blended finance support to ensure that the farmers can be able to productively farm that land. And over time, that will lead to a growth or expansion in the South African agricultural pie, rather than the thinking that the inclusiveness will come only from taking from one farmer to passing to another farmer, but it could come through the process of making sure that we are growing and expanding the South African agricultural pie. And this should be part and parcel of our efforts going forward. But I think we cannot only focus just on inclusiveness, but we have to ensure that we are growing this sector. And the way of growing this sector is, again, underscoring and emphasizing and assuring people that property rights are intact in South Africa. So there's no disruption in terms of investment. The second aspect is also, of course, ensuring that all of the challenges in the network industries, either water, road, railway lines, ports, all of that needs to be resolved, as well as stock theft and crime, so that farmers can be able to operate in relatively better environment, because they already face a number of challenges, environmental and otherwise. And another aspect of supporting this sector will be continuous effort in opening up as many export markets as possible. And I think if South Africa does that, because the moment we bring the 2.5 million hectares into full production, we will need to have as many export markets as we can, so that that produce can be able to reach other markets. Otherwise, we'll have too much supply domestically, and that may add pressure on prices and present profitability challenges for farmers. So resolving the challenges in the network industries, opening up as many export markets as we can, ensuring land is transferred with title deeds to new beneficiaries, blended finance of the land bank and the Department of Agriculture and other banks follows through to support. That will be the ingredient of growing inclusively our agricultural sector, through growing the agricultural pie of the South African society. And I think that's where our thinking should be, and also the narrative of telling the positive story about the gains we have made as the sector. And I thought this message, in a week as the one that we are closing, where there was so much of the negative things about what's happening in the South African society, it's important that we continue to highlight some of the gains and the progress that we are making as South Africa. And yes, as always, my name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo, and follow the podcast also on socials at Kokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, which is the Financial Mail. And you can also read some of the stuff that we write in my Substack, which is wandile.substack. And thank you to the folks that helped to put all of this together. That's Richard Humphreys, Sam Kokeli, Nelly Swachabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Thanks for listening.